This presentation deals with the health of the population over the lifespan in the present period, which I define as the period from 1990 to 2010. The present generation enjoys better health than the previous one. The infant mortality is down to 3.5 in 1,000, and the life expectancy is up to 77.5 years for men and 82.2 years for women. However, there is an old saying, when the big problems are solved, the smaller ones grow big. Let us take a look then. From the perspective of disease prevention and health promotion, we worry that the population has grown fat. And in this figure you see a representation from America. The average weight of a middle-aged man has increased with about 10 kilo during this period, and the metabolic syndrome with fatness, increased blood pressure and diabetes too has become common. However, smoking continues to go down and cardiovascular mortality still decreases, as you see in this figure. The worry is that sick leave and disability benefits stay high, and the main causes belong to the so-called new morbidity with skeletal-muscular diseases, anxiety, depression, and other psychiatric illnesses. Modern medicine does not understand the causes and mechanisms of these diseases, and treatment is not effective. Young people are generally healthy, but a small group, about 5 to 10%, have difficulties in school and in getting on with their lives. They turn to early smoking, drinking, and drugs. The middle-aged generally have a good health, but diseases belonging to the new morbidity are the great worry. Lifelong smoking has serious consequences. Cancer of the lung in women is now as common as cancer of the breast. And the COLS, the chronic obstructive lung sickness, has become more common in both men and women and is a serious problem in old age. Old people generally enjoy good health until they reach the so-called fourth age at 80 years, when chronic diseases start to take their toll, and an average person at 80 years in Norway has about 3 chronic diseases. Old people are in better health than before, and the extra years they have got, compared to the previous generation, are usually good years. There is an unsolved debate about old age in all countries. Old people are healthier and live longer, but are we going to see an optimistic compression of morbidity in old age? This question is vital, since compression will reduce the care of the elderly, while extension of morbidity in old age will increase it. So far, there is no evidence of a reduction. All the municipalities in Norway struggle to find enough personnel and money to care for the elderly. There has been an almost unbelievable progress in medicine. Cardiovascular surgery, orthopedic surgery, endoscopic surgery, new drugs, including thrombolysis in stroke, improved diagnostic tests, progress in radiology, are some of these improvements. This has required further specialization and has led to much higher costs. Difficult questions of priorities and ethics have become more common. There are, unfortunately, also indirect costs. In general, public health, prevention of disease and promotion of health, rehabilitation, psychiatry, care of the drug addicts and of the disabled are lagging behind the specialized hospital care. And many patients and educators worry that the human aspects of healthcare do not keep up with technology. The budget, not the patient, is now in the center. Research and education should be the driving forces of the development in health. Everybody understands that. But it is always a question of money and politics. Norway, in spite of oil money, is not doing well enough in research and prevention and rehabilitation. And I worry about that. In addition, social differences increase in all the industrialized countries. We are not doing as well with immigrants as we should.